This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't need all that info.
Right. World has to have some surprises when they meet me in real life, like.
Oh, the boy is like really into this idea right now that we are like becoming famous. Which is like the sweetest thing ever. But he's like, do you think sometimes you're just like walking around and people hear your voice and you go, that's the adventure, mama? And I was like, literally never do I think that would happen. But the fact that you think that would happen is so sweet.
That's a cutie. Oh. So funny.
Cracked me up.
He thinks that we are a very big deal.
Yeah. He's also very jealous. Because I won't let him start his own podcast.
About what? What does he want to start one about?
I don't think that's really so much the thing. It's just the fact that I won't let him.
He has to have a fully formed proposal for you, and maybe you'll consider it. Like, we needed a proposal for the husbands.
Everyone has a governing committee.
Not like, you know, like, just so the world knows, like, my husband won't be like, no, you can't do that. But he might be like, Nikki, do you need a microphone and a camera? What's your plan? What's your budget and your projections and your ideas for this? He just wants me to think things through fully.
Yeah.
Before spending our money, which
I think both of our husbands are much more like data and like, show me the plan, show me the facts. And we're kind of like vibes and letting the gnomes lead the way.
Yeah. My husband has learned. He used to think that I went into everything with a very fleshed out plan.
Oh, wow.
He's learned to ask me, like, what's the goal here? What's the plan? What's the investment detail?
Do I have an opportunity for you?
Look, joke's on him. It's just made me a better salesperson. I can pitch the crap out of my ideas now.
He trained you well.
Yeah. Yeah. That sweet man. He puts up with a lot. All right. Welcome to the Adventure Mamas podcast. We are Nikki and Ashley, and today I am super excited to hear about a family anniversary camping trip that Ash went on with her family. Say the name of it, because I say it wrong every time. Where'd you go?
I also say it wrong sometimes, but I'm like 98% certain at this point that the name of the park is Okanichi.
Okanichi.
Okay. Not this park, but on the topic of parks we have pronounced wrong, we went to Kipta Peak for a day trip like a month or so ago and literally said it 10 different ways the whole time we were there. We were driving out of the gate. Like, we were already out of the gate, actually, leaving. And Alec, like, flips a U-turn to go back. I'm like, what are you doing? He was like, if I don't find out how to say this correctly, I am not going to sleep tonight. Up to the ranger booth. Excuse me, how do you pronounce the name of this park? Kipta Peak. Okay, thanks. Turns around the leaf. And now we know. So.
Did you also ask a park ranger?
We heard some people say it, yeah.
Say it again.
Okanichi.
Okanichi.
Mm-hmm.
We live
it
near
also
the...
has like multiple spellings. Ooh. But like, I mean, like the park itself is spelled one way, but I believe it's the, again, 98% certain that it's the tribal lands for the Okanichi, and that has like a million different spellings.
Gotcha. I keep calling it the Ogeechee because we live near the Ogeechee River.
Yeah.
So I see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okanichi, though. All right, yeah. Tell us. Why? Why did you go to Okanichi?
Well, we have this goal to hit all of the state parks in Virginia at some point in the near future. We are slowly moving through it. So really, it's just like we have a free weekend and we're like, throw a dart. Let's pick a place. But it just so happened that by the time we were like, yes, we can definitely go camping this weekend, Okanichi was like the only place that had a site because it was Memorial Day weekend. So we wound up going there. We got the last site available, which happened to be a yurt site. So we stayed in a yurt instead of like a regular tent site. And I have thoughts about the yurt. But we like to celebrate our anniversary, like as a couple, but also as a family, because we're dorky like that. But it's the birthday of our family.
So, I love that.
So we went to like a really fancy schmancy dinner Friday night, and then we went camping Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and took advantage of the weekend, the long weekend for Memorial Day.
Nice.
Yeah. So we, it was one of those like, let's go because we can, not necessarily because we were like dying to do something at the park, but it turned out to be a great park. So it all worked out.
I've never heard of it. Tell me about it.
Yeah. It is a little further. We're starting to like branch out from the state parks that are like super close to us. So this one was a couple hours from us. It's on the Roanoke River, and it's pretty close to North Carolina. So we basically just went west, just like a little west and a little south, for a little bit of time. It has a lot of, it's on the river, so like there's a lot of boating. We were planning on doing some kayaking and then wound up not doing it. It was like a private company. It wasn't through the state park, the rentals. Okay. And they were pretty expensive and you couldn't do it by the hour. It was the whole day or nothing. And I was like, we have kids. This is not.
You're kayaking all day.
Right. Like, I am not getting my money's worth here to do this. And so we had talked about it and my son was pretty disappointed when we were like, actually, we're not going to do this. But it had a lot of nice hiking and the park had a splash pad, which was fun. So there was a splash pad and a little playground. And from like talking to other people at the splash pad, it's pretty popular just in the area, like as a splash pad and a place to go, because day entrance for a state park is $8. It's per car. Yeah. So like as far as cheap summer entertainment goes.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So the kids had fun there. We went twice to the splash pad. Because of course they're just splash pad.
My kids love a splash pad.
Yeah. The park doesn't have any swimmable beaches, which was a little disappointing because, you know, we love to go swimming. We definitely encountered a couple spots where I think you could have gone swimming if you really wanted to, but nothing I would call like a beach and like proper water frontage.
Yeah. Well, and if you're pushing towards North Carolina too, you're starting to get into gator country.
Yeah.
For fresh, you know, if you're in fresh water. So that's just always a deterrent for me now. It's like, yeah. I think it's
like almost right at that line. I was going to say, I don't think we have gators in Virginia, but then they have one at the Living Museum. So maybe we do.
It's technically, I think the furthest north they get is a state park that's right on the border, Merchants Mill Pond.
Yeah, that's what I was. I had that in my head too. That was the delineation. But
if you're at the same latitude, right near that border, like
yeah,
maybe I'm just anxious.
I think there's also like a gators in theory versus like I have seen gators in the wild and like come across them, whereas gators are theoretical to me still at this point. Like, I know they exist, they have not bothered me once in my life, therefore I don't really think of them.
Yeah,
maybe I should.
Yeah, the further you go south. And I was just talking to somebody at an appointment who was also from the Northeast. And she said, she told her friends, she was like, yeah, come up and visit. We'll go to the lake. And they were like, you swim in fresh water? And she was like, yeah, nothing's going to hurt you there. Like, it's New England, you're fine. They're like, we only swim in the ocean. It's just it's a perspective depending on where you're at.
But also, like, there are things that can hurt you in the ocean too. So you're just not safe anywhere.
Or you're safe everywhere. It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
But no. Anyways, so there's some places that in theory you could swim, but you guys did not go swimming.
Yes. No, we did not. You're good rule followers. they also had an archery range, which we didn't get a chance to check out. We talked about it. My kids really like archery. They have their own like junior bows, but the we were running out of room in the car or time to pack or something like that. And we were like, eh, let's not say we did.
I'm just going to bounce back right quick to swimming where you're not supposed to. The most effective thing I've seen at a park, it was at one of the parks up home. So maybe it was either Letchworth or Stony Brook, I think. Mm-hmm. And they have plaques where people died like along the park. So they're like, so-and-so died here. And then so-and-so jumped in to save them and also died. And it is the most effective, like, deterrent.
Yeah.
To go diving into the gorges for me. Like,
for sure.
I'll see somebody swimming and I think, nope, not me. Somebody died there. Doing exactly that. So that's your way to not have people swimming where they shouldn't. Put a plaque with the like death count on it.
So charming.
Such cute parks. I'll take you when we're in New York.
That would probably deter me too.
So you didn't do archery. You didn't swim. What else did you not do?
We force marched these children. No, they're turning into good hikers. We've turned the corner. We had like a pretty, we had a chill morning at home before we left, which was also nice. I feel like we're usually rushing like Friday after work to get out to the campsite and get it set up.
Yeah.
Wherever we're going. But because we had the long weekend and
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Because we weren't pitching the tent. We're like, take our time, which was very nice. So I don't think we got there like mid-afternoon or so. And we actually couldn't go into our yurt at that point when we got there. It was not ready because it took us a while to figure out what they were actually saying. But what they were, it's a, like a keypad lock on the yurt. So they had to change the codes and like put in the new one. But until we got there, right. Like until we got there and saw it, we were like, what in the world? They have to code the yurt? Like, what are you saying with your mouth words? They had to change the lock code. So finally figured that out.
How secure? What so safe secure. Camping?
Bizarro. We had like hot dogs and mac and cheese for dinner that night. Yum. And corn. That's my middle's new thing. She loves corn on the cob. She will eat so much. So many ears of corn. So we did that for dinner. And then Sunday morning, we like rode bikes around the campsite. That's one of my kids' favorite things at a campground is just to bring their bikes and ride around because no one's going more than like 10 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Like it's as far as places where it's super safe to let your kids ride their bike, like out of arm's reach from you, it's a campground all the way. So they had a lot of fun doing that in the morning.
to bring our bikes more. It's always one of those things that I think about, but mm-hmm. always run out of space or bandwidth to do.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start prioritizing it. Maybe it would give me time to read a book.
Yeah. I mean, it does give a little bit of breathing room because we normally, when we bring the bikes, we figure out kind of what our boundaries are. Mm-hmm. And especially my middle will just like zip up and down and do her thing. And we're like, okay, you can't go further than this and further than this. And like, you need to be where we can see you, but also there's a large area that we can see. Mm-hmm. So it does give a little breathing room. It's kind of nice.
Start doing that, man.
Yeah.
My littlest is a menace on a scooter. That's the newest development. Homegirl whips down the street on her scooter. Her little body has never moved so fast in its life.
It checks out for her personality. Also, very funny.
Like my middle, I don't think she still knows how to get going on a scooter that well. She's great at a bike. But man, that baby goes on a scooter.
I'm free.
Oh man. Mm-hmm.
Are you able to like let her go at this point? Or are you like running after her? Or is it somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle. I can let her go down the sidewalk and trust that she'll like be where I can see her, but also she's such a stinker. She'll literally inch her way towards the road, looking at me, keeping my eye contact while I'm like, don't do it. Sidewalk. And she just looks at me and keeps moving. And I'm like, stop. Sidewalk. And we have a stare off until she finally moves to the sidewalk, or I have to go and physically turn her body onto the sidewalk. So like, she can't be completely unwatched yet. I don't know if she'll ever lose that spirit.
Yeah. But just come out in different ways.
Yeah, she got that scooter for Christmas, and man, it was the best thing. She loves
so
it.
Fun.
Anyways, so your kids have ridden their bikes now, eaten.
Yes, they've ridden their bikes. Yep. We did a pretty, like a decently long hike on Sunday.
What was there to see on the hike? Like, what was it?
About 4 hours. The hike itself wasn't like incredibly remarkable. We did find a lot of like critters and cool mushrooms and lichens. Like, we found a lot of treasures along the way. As far as like vistas or like views, not so much.
I'll take the critters and the treasures on review any day.
We saw a ton of frogs. we saw some really cool lichen. I think I sent you a picture. We saw beard lichen, which is like, it does kind of look like a beard. Like it's long. Fun.
Love it. I also love that I have a friend who sends me pictures of lichen. The best.
What
I just have an adventure friend.
Look at the symbiotic relationship I found in the woods.
Oh, side note, one of my favorite Valentines that I got for my kids before were symbiotic relationship printable Valentines, and one of them was lichen. And is it lichen and fungi or moss? What is the symbiotic relationship with lichen? I forget.
It's algae and moss, I think. Or okay. Maybe algae and fungi.
One of those. But yeah, that was
where the listeners come for us.
How dare we misinform them?
Fungus and algae or cyanobacterium.
Oh,
nice.
I was gonna say bacteria too, but
we know things.
You can see it's storming out. You might be able to have heard that one.
I couldn't. Your microphone tunes everything fun out.
We've been getting like the daily storms.
Mm-hmm.
as it does in the South Coastal. But yeah, there was a cute Valentine that I got before. I'll have to find the shop and link it because it was a cool like nature store, nature that homeschooling place. Fun. So cute. And like, you know, the like-minded mamas get it and the other ones go, oh, cool, when their kid gets a Valentine. It's like, I love you like algae loves fungi. Like,
and that's how you find your village.
It's true.
I mean, the ones who laugh get to stay.
The ones who don't laugh also get to stay, but now I know what to talk about and what not to. I am not sending them pictures of lichen that I find in the forest. Or I am. My sweet neighbor puts up with me. I called her over to see the mushroom of the day the other day, and her kids are very fascinated.
It was so cool. Yeah.
With the bird's nest fungi, and she goes, uh-huh. Like, she's, it's not her jam. That's okay.
It was super cool. I was very cool. Into it. Yeah.
It's in my back garden too now. It's everywhere. I think it just gets overlooked. Like, it's small. It's very small.
Like, how small?
Very cool. So that picture that I posted on our Instagram at adventure.mamas.podcast.
Nicely done.
We post mushrooms. Sometimes. In that picture, the leaves that you see are strawberry leaves. So, like, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm trying to think in terms of measurement, and that's hard for my brain. Like, the little,
it is
the
small.
Eggs, the eggs were, like, 1 millimeter each. The whole nest is maybe, like, that big. Diameter, half an inch, maybe quarter inch. They're small.
Gonna make it my mission to find one.
It's on, like, so it's decomposing, like, wood chips a lot. I have a lot of wood chips and mulchy stuff in my gardens, mm-hmm. and that's what it, and then the strawberries that die, because they're like, Georgia heat, dying.
They can't live here.
They're decomposing my shriveling strawberries. Does your strawberry patch stay green all year? Like, and then it just makes strawberries during yes. strawberry season? Oh. Yeah. Mine might not come back then.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wasn't sure if, like, the roots, like, stayed and then they sprang back up. We'll see.
I mean, it's definitely not, like, as full, but there's still stuff.
Okay.
Still there. It's a bummer. Georgia's too hot for strawberries.
At least on my patio. I mean, so my sad. Gardens are in, like, concrete slabs. Like, it's... yeah. I just might not be the right place in Georgia to grow strawberries. Anyway, so you hiked.
Anyways, we hiked. Critters. Saw some critters. Saw some fun nature treasures. My son, this was the hike where my son started just putting everything in his backpack. And by the end of our hike was carrying like several foot long branches.
Several trees.
Yeah. I will post a picture of this at some point because it was absurd. Not only just like the amount of stuff he was carrying, but then also we were like, dude, what are you gonna do with this? Like, why are we just dragging the forest through the forest? Like, I'm gonna study it for science. Okay, can't argue with that, I suppose. So the boy drags this stuff for several, at least 2 miles.
Oh wow.
I would say, yeah. We hiked for like 4 miles. And then we got to the car and Alex like, that's not going in the car, buddy. And so he put it on the roof of the car. And we just drove around like back to our campsite with these branches on the roof of our car. which, before we managed to remove them, attracted the attention of a ranger. It was like, I was at the bathroom at this point or something. But the ranger was like, are you taking those out of the park? Either my husband or my son was like, no. He's like, are you sure? Because you can't take that out of the park. Nope, we weren't planning on it.
Please tell my son no.
Also, in hindsight, I'm wondering if he thought that maybe we had, like, cut the branches off as opposed to, like, we just found them on the ground. I don't know if that part was made clear. I wasn't there. This is all hearsay. But my son got a little talking to about taking things from the forest. Kind of funny. Because, like, his backpack was also full of treasures from the forest, but those fit in his backpack, so they were a little more incognito.
So it's flew under the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, knowing that your husband is the king of ratchet straps, how many ratchet straps did he have holding down the trees on your roof?
He actually didn't ratchet them at all. Because
bunching?
No, they were just chilling. They were like tucked under, kind of like woven through the rack.
Okay.
But he was like, I can't drive more than 10 miles per hour anywhere in this park. Like, they're not flying off the car. Like, okay.
I'm so surprised, because he is.
It is surprising. He is the king. Yeah. That's actually on my list of things I need to do before I leave. I have ratcheting 101.
You're still late.
I need the master class.
My husband is the king of cast iron. Yours is the king of ratchet straps.
I have their gifts.
They benefit us greatly. Your husband's gifts have benefited me. He has ratcheted my things before.
Yeah, it is the gift that keeps on giving, for sure.
My face is hurting from laughing.
He also, like, you know those things that you just, like, grew up knowing how to do and you just assume they're common knowledge for all folks?
Yeah.
Like, how to properly secure a load to the roof of your car is something that my husband thinks is common, like, knowledge. Like, no, honey, it's not. Like, maybe in the circles you swim in, but no.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Not for the everyday folk. I don't even think I knew what a ratchet strap was until we were married. There's two classes of people. There are the classes of people who put things on their car, and they're the class of people who don't put things on their car. And normally you don't switch. Like,
yeah. You're just
born into one.
I feel like you can grow, like I've grown into one. I now know how to. And neither of our cars have roof racks. So we have portable roof racks that also strap onto your car. So the whole thing. So we can either put them onto the tiny red car, which then looks really funny with the canoe on it.
Yeah.
Or you can put it on the van, but it's not ideal because the door slides. You have the straps holding the rack on through the windows. You can't use the doors. The whole thing.
That, yeah.
Also, it vibrates with a really high frequency when you're driving. Mm-hmm. So you get like this, like, when you're driving with the portable roof rack on.
Awful.
And if it starts raining, like when
there's more,
when we got sheltered in place due to a storm with a tornado going through while we were driving with the canoe on top, the rain will seep in through the straps and drip into the car. We really wanted a roof rack and it didn't have it in that model of van we had. During all of the like 2021 like car shortage, blah blah yeah. blah, like we found a van and we were getting it. Sans roof rack.
What an adventure.
I've told Alex with our Canada adventure, if we take the canoe, that we are only driving it to Virginia and we'll transfer it to your car with the roof rack. I don't know if most of them have rentals. I think that's the route to go.
Yeah.
But he was like, you can't drive with those portable roof racks all the way to Canada. It's like, no. Ashley has a real one. And she's married to the king of ratchet straps, so it'll be secure.
She is.
So trees. Your kid brought home trees.
Trees. Brought home, didn't bring home trees, brought them to the yurt. Yurt sweet home. Yurt sweet yurt, not home sweet home. Yeah. What else did we do over there? We left the park for dinner and we went to a brewery and got some food, which was about as you would expect for my picky eaters who were not thrilled. You're quite grumpy, actually.
I said, give me hot dogs or give me death.
Also, this is like, it's kind of funny. It's kind of sad. My son, who is my picky eater, has French fry related trauma.
How?
He got a concussion when a couple of years ago. And the order of events is that he was eating a ton of French fries, had very greasy hands, was holding my husband's hands, walking down some stairs. He slipped, like his hand slipped out of Alex's hand because he kind of swung a little bit. And fell down the stairs, got a concussion. So like French fries, I feel like are usually the salvation of picky eaters. But for my kid, it is not. Like, not only does he not want your French fries, he wants to tell you his traumatic concussion story. So,
French fries gave him a concussion.
It's serious. And he has kind of like a checklist, like a checks and balances for whether he can eat. If there are stairs, he can't have French fries. If there are not stairs, he thinks about it. And like, I didn't realize the stair thing until we were at this brewery. He's like, there are stairs, I can't have French fries. What? So my boy was hungry. Everyone else was fine. Just our normal going out to eat struggles. So yeah, I don't know if I would do that again because when we're not in the driver's seat of the food, it presents all kinds of challenges for our family.
But also, let it be known, dearest gentle listener, that your kid ate like a hummus pita with vegetables and all these things at a vegan restaurant we went to. Like, he eats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not French fries when they're near stairs.
He has just a really interesting like list of foods that he wants to eat, and the rest of the food he wants nothing to do with. But like, there's a decent variety. He eats a lot of vegetables, not cooked, but raw. He'll eat almost anything. Like, pretty much all the fruits and vegetables he eats. He eats a ton of beans. He eats a ton of tofu. He eats a lot of seaweed, which is, of all the things that you're not going to give your picky eater.
Like, you have the weirdest picky eater in the land.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Somehow his nutritional needs are being met.
But that sounds like so much fun, going to a brewery.
Yeah, I thought it was, I thought we were having fun. The kids were just over it.
Aww.
I mean, they had also hiked a lot that day. Because after we did that hike, we were driving around. And we wound up doing like another mile of walking on another trail. So they were probably just toast. There's a lot of
tired
little people. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of walking for big people. Let's be real.
Yeah. When I woke up the next day, I was like, why does everything hurt? And Alec was like, you wore the baby hiking carrier for 5 miles? And I was like, oh, I did. Good job, me.
Yeah, you rocked that.
It's actually, I have learned, it's the lesser of two evils. Because if I'm not wearing the baby, then the other kids think that I can carry them. And like, the baby plus the carrier is a lot less than any of the other kids. So it's more constant. Like, I don't get to just say no, but Monday we finished up their junior ranger badges, as we do. this is the first park that they didn't get like a swearing in. All of the other parks that they've gone to, like, the ranger leads them through like a pledge when they finish. And this was the first time that they were just like, okay, cool, good job. Like,
and your kids were probably rioting over that.
Like, where's my swearing in ceremony, ma'am? They also, like, they just have the badges like in the gift shop. And so if we wanted the badge, we had to buy the badge, which we did, because like that's my kid's whole thing. It's like collecting those badges.
But don't they normally get them for free?
Yeah. So I'm learning that it's not quite as cut and dry as I once thought it was. So when I get around to it, I'm going to make a list. Yeah. Even if I'm the only person who needs this information, maybe like one other person needs this information, but because they are a little different, they're not all exactly the same. Kind of up. It seems like it's up to the park, kind of how they structure it. So,
My kids went somewhere. It was probably, I mean, some state park. I think there's a state park or two that's included in our Coastal Heritage Society membership thing that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they came home with a Junior Ranger packet, and I went, ah.
I feel like especially when like when you're there for a couple of days, it helps to kind of structure what you're gonna do. Just to have something to like fall back on, because they're not all, if any of the listeners are not familiar, some of, at least in my experience, some of the activities are not like you need to go and do something. Some of them are just like do a crossword puzzle or like you're learning different things about the park. Like there's usually like some information and then you do an activity, but it's not always go to the visitor center, go to this, like go hike this trail, blah, 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 blah. Like they're good for downtime too.
Okay.
The point I'm trying to make, I think. Several times I've been like, okay, we all need to chill a little bit. Let's sit down and work on this. And do this. And that helps sometimes too. Like I think we worked on it a little bit at the brewery and we weren't at the park anymore. But Yeah, so then we played for a little bit on the playground, and then we rolled on home. It was a lovely little weekend.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. My kids are turning into really, I feel like I've said this so many times, but like, I'm super proud of my little hikers and the fact that they're like building this endurance and this perseverance, because there was a while there where I was like, nope, we're just not going to hike ever. Yep. And I was very sad, but they've all kind of turned a corner and I think they all enjoy it.
Yay.
So it'll it probably still helps be... to call it something else, but
it'll probably be flip-flopped now. I'm not sure if my middle, because there's not too much hiking here.
Yeah.
I don't know what her response is going to be on our next trip together.
Mm-hmm.
With hiking. We might have a little bit of role reversal there where your crew is excited and my crew is pushing back some.
I think having friends on the trail really helps, though. So
yeah.
We'll
see. Oh my gosh. I cannot even tell you. She's so excited to hang out with your crew. She goes, and we're going to be with them. I said, yeah. And like, we're going to grandma and papa's house. And she is excited about your kids. And then it clicked in place that your kids are going to be at grandma and papa's house.
Yeah.
And like,
mind blown.
Yeah.
I love
the best of everything they love.
Yeah. It is so fun. Like when all their little worlds overlap,
because
mm-hmm. we don't live near our extended family, and we have friends all over, and they don't all get to see each other at the same time. Mm-hmm. The way, like, I grew up, everyone was right there. Yeah. So
yurt. You have lots of ideas on yurt.
I have
hear them
many
all.
Yurt thoughts.
I've never done a yurt.
It was something that we had talked about, like, at some point, just to see what they were like. There are a lot of them in Virginia State Parks, and there are some in, like, local parks, too.
There are.
Yeah.
Near that was the first time I saw a yurt was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so my kids are always like, can we stay in that? And I was like, probably not here 5 minutes from our house, but at some point, maybe. But it turned out to be the only site left. So we took it and we stayed there. Didn't have to pitch a tent, which was really nice to not have to deal with that as soon as we got there. Yeah. Not that our tent is super hard to put up, but it's just like one more thing to deal with. And also because our tent is not hard to put up, it's also fairly big, I think, compared to like a more standard tent. We have an easy up tent. And so it just has like bigger, and it has bigger hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Than another tent. So it takes up a lot of space too when you're traveling.
Yeah.
So to not have to bring that was nice. It rained a little bit overnight and into the morning while we were there, one of the mornings, and didn't have to worry about whether like the rainfall was on properly and the tarps were done correctly and all of that. So it was nice.
Also a plus.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're starting, like, as a family.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We're starting to be better campers. And so I think we were a little taken aback by, like, it was maybe a little too nice for camping.
You were glamping.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we had a hard time being like, oh yeah, we're camping. But I mean, like, they're using a communal bathroom and cooking our food over a fire. Like, we're camping. But it is. It's like, it's pretty secure. It's not like a cabin. But it doesn't feel like you're in a tent either. And there's, like, they're furnished. There's furniture in them, which was also kind of funny. It kind of, it felt more like staying at a motel, like a low budget hotel, than we were camping. At least when we were inside the yurt. The yurt we were in had a queen bed, a trundle twin bed that came out from under the queen. It had like a couch. It had a little table with chairs and a coffee table. There's like a lot going on.
Was there electricity in it?
There was. They don't all have electricity. The one we were in did.
Okay.
Which is probably another thing that just made it not feel like camping. So I was like, I can charge my phone while I sleep. That seems too convenient.
I need my solar powered charger or it's not camping. Hey.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. But it's like you go camping for a certain experience.
Yeah.
And like if I wanted to stay at a hotel, I would stay at a hotel. But I think it can be an awesome middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're not sure if your family is a camping family, that would be an awesome place to start because it's a little bit of both. You know, like,
yeah,
it's not, it doesn't feel the same as sleeping in a tent. You have like more of a structure. You don't have to put up the tent. You don't have to get the equipment if you're not sure that camping is a thing that you're going to do.
Yeah.
But you are still like, you're cooking food over a fire or a camp stove, whatever it is that you're doing. There's still,
did you do that inside or did you have a setup? Like, were you cooking outside?
Cooking outside. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you can cook inside of them.
Okay. Like, I wasn't sure with the camp stove if you would or not.
Yeah. So we had the camp stove outside on the table, like we usually do.
Okay.
They also had really nice, like, porches that went around the back, which we honestly didn't spend as much time sitting on the porch as I thought we would. but it was, like, nice, like, a little deck that kind of looked out into the woods.
It sounds like a cabin experience, which I love. Mm-hmm. Like, I love camping in a cabin. It's just more expensive usually, so I don't.
Yes. Yeah.
But, like, I would want that expectation. Like, it sounds like you had the expectation of it feeling like a more primitive camp, and then it felt more like a cabin camping experience, and just those expectations weren't quite matching up.
Yeah. No, I think it was like just an expectation mismatch. Because like when we do Frost Valley, like in August, although I guess now we used to do like cabins when I was younger. Now we stay in what they call a lodge, which is like many rooms. And again, like I don't consider that camping.
Yeah.
Like, we are at camp, but we are not camping.
There's
a distinction.
Yeah.
I also, or like, when Alec made the reservation, I don't think he was really paying attention because he did not know whether or not there was electricity until we got there.
Okay.
Because that wasn't something he was even paying attention to. He was just like, okay, I can get this reservation. Do you want me to take it? And I was like, yes, go for it. So, surprise! Power.
Yeah. And like, I think, I don't know. I don't think I've done like a nice cabin, or I know I haven't done a yurt. We've done cabins and kind of treated it like a hotel, where like we were going and traveling to go to an event or a place and we stayed at a cabin.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really like do camping activities. It was a weekend for that one was the zoo. You went to the South Carolina zoo. Mm-hmm. Or a zoo in South Carolina. I don't know. There's probably more than one. But like it was like a hotel for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do camping activities, but maybe that would be a fun thing. We should go back, which again, we've said this on some other episodes, but for that one, we stayed on Fort Jackson. A lot of military places have cabin campsites. That one was a beautiful cabin on a lake. Like literally the porch looked out over the lake.
That sounds so nice.
With beautiful, beautiful, beautiful trails and playgrounds and lots to do. And you need military affiliation to check in, or somebody staying with you with military affiliation. We had one of the larger ones, and I think it was $40 a night.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. And the prices at the military fam camps are really good.
Yeah, and that one had it because it was a larger, because we were going to share with a family who got sick and had to back out. But that one had a queen-size bed, a pull-out couch, and four twin beds upstairs in a loft. So like,
oh wow.
Yeah, like it was going to fit two families just fine. Oh, and another bedroom downstairs that we didn't even go into because we didn't need to. I forget what bed was even in there, but more than enough beds. But yeah, so if you're looking for places, like that's always those fam camps and military camps mm-hmm. are always a cool place. And they have things like cabins and yurts and things on them, which is really neat.
Yeah.
Little aside. Sorry. Little plug there.
No, it's a good aside. Because the yurt in Virginia State Parks is $80 a night. So your cabins are way more affordable. But I think it's good to remember that you have options and that camping doesn't mm-hmm. have to be all or nothing. Especially when you have younger kids, or if you're in a new season in your life, or you just don't know if you like camping, or if you're not house invited. I've talked to a couple friends lately who are like, oh, I wish we could go camping, but my husband doesn't like to.
Oh, yeah. Like,
okay, so what could make that easier? What is it about the camping that they don't like? And then, like, is there a workaround? Because it doesn't have to be
primitive.
Right. It doesn't have to be backpacking camping. It doesn't even have to be car camping. It can be a yurt, it can be a cabin, it can be all kinds of different things.
Yeah. And even like $80, that feels like a lot for camping because we be cheap and we get sites with tents in somebody's field. But $80,
like we don't need running water. We brought our own toilet.
That is how we are able to do adventures. But $80 is still less than most decent hotels. So if you're going on a trip or want to do like a week-long vacation, maybe that would be a good meet in the middle. You know, stay out in nature, hike a trail, but also go and do other things and have showers. And there's a lot of options there for ways to incorporate some nature even into like your yearly vacation or something, and have it cost less than the Marriott, you know.
Mm-hmm. Stay at a campsite without just being at the campsite. Like,
yeah.
The campsite crash pad.
Maybe that's also more stressful for some people than it would be for me. Like that idea, I'm like, oh, great. But maybe people are like, no, I don't know.
Yeah. That might be more of like you're already a family who loves camping. And you're like, I can have both, the best of both worlds. It's like how Disney has a campground, but I'm also like, I don't want to go to Disney to camp. I want to stay at a resort. Like, if I'm already spending Disney money, you put me in a resort. I don't know, man.
A friend has been trying to sell me on taking my pop up to the Disney camp because it is dramatically less expensive and makes Disney way more affordable. My camper doesn't have a shower. So this is the thing where people, I think, sometimes get a little bit confused. Like, my camper is a tent on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Most places that are accommodating for campers are expecting you to have a toilet and a shower in your camper, and mine does not.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
But maybe. I haven't looked into it much, but I definitely. You also.
I think you can also like a tent camp there. So. Oh. I don't know.
Maybe.
I haven't looked into it either because I'm like, you put me in the resort.
I kind of feel
also,
like
we go to Disney because my mom takes us to Disney for the most part. God bless Ginny, but Ginny's not tent camping, so we're not tent camping.
Yeah. Also, like, if I walk 10 miles around Disney for 14 hours a day, I want a bed.
Yeah.
At the end of that. But there's for also... Sure. Another side for our military listeners. Let me know. Y'all let us know. Like, a lot of our circles are military, but maybe this applies to no one but us.
Right. And maybe we have zero military family listeners somehow. Somehow two mil spouses, zero mil families. But
it's possible.
Nikki is going to tell you.
If you are, though, there is Shade of Green. Shades of Green, which is military hotel at Disney that has special military rates for rooms and I believe also the parks. So honestly, too, though, if you're in the military circles, you know that there be 100 military spouse travel agents. You can like throw a rock. Like, you can throw a rock and hit a military spouse photographer. You can also throw a rock and hit a military spouse travel agent and they will get you like the best military deal all around for free. Disney. That's what avenue I'm gonna take and just have somebody do it for me.
You're gonna let someone else plan for you, Nikki the planner?
Mm-hmm. I plan a lot of things.
Don't buy it.
Well, I'm gonna plan my day at the parks, but I want somebody else. There's just so many options with Disney. Like, I want somebody else to sift through them and find the best deal for me.
That's fair. I feel like it's gotten incredibly complicated.
Yeah. Because, yeah, there's, like, so many websites, and then some things you have to call, and some things you do through your Go Disney login that I made 10 years ago for my honeymoon. Like, what is even my password for that? I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, I'm bunny trailing a whole lot. Nope. Would you recommend? Will you do a year again, do you think? Yes or no?
I don't think we will. Hmm. I don't think we will if it's just us.
Okay.
And they're also not really big enough to accommodate more than one family. So, no, I don't think we will. I think I would recommend it to other people, though.
Okay. Would you recommend it to me and my family, or do you think that it would be a miss for us?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I feel like I would recommend it more for folks who were not as into camping.
Okay.
Or like just getting into camping and trying to kind of figure it out. I feel like it might be a miss for you guys, but I also don't know.
I'm a little bit bougier than you, though, too, with camping.
Well, okay, so here's the weird middle ground was like, you're camping, like it's not a hotel where I know like it's getting cleaned by hotel staff, but also like I'm sleeping on a vinyl mattress that who knows how other many people have slept on said vinyl mattress. Yeah. Nikki's got questionable eyebrows right now, which is
like, yeah, no, that would be a I replaced all the mattresses.
Like it wasn't dirty. It wasn't dirty. I don't want anyone to be like, oh, yurts are dirty. Or like that, or like Okinichi State Park is dirty. It was not dirty. It was fine. But like that little voice in the back of your head was like, who did clean this? Because I don't think they have housekeeping staff here at the state park. Maybe they do.
Do you bring your own sheets, or did you put your sleeping bag on the bed?
You bring your own linens.
Okay.
So we just brought sheets from home. And set it up that way, which honestly, we do that a lot when we're tent camping too. My kids are not big fans of sleeping bags. We are more of like a big blanket pile nest situation, which we can do because we're car campers. If we were backpackers or something different, it would be a lot harder. We would have to be sleeping bag folk, but we're not. Or huge fans of sleeping bags, and my kids are big fans of co-sleeping. They don't like to sleep on their own sleep surface at home or anywhere else.
That's the only way we're able to camp in the pop-up with you guys, is because we know that all the kids are going to pile up with their mamas.
Yep, this is true.
It works for us.
Yep.
On my new mattresses with new vinyl coverings, because I got that camper and I said, there have been a lot of bodies on these things since 1998 when it was built.
Yeah, replacing mattresses, I feel like it's just the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I know what happens to the mattresses in my house. And I'm like, I've seen some things.
I just watched Emily and Jason Morrow from Really Very Crunchy just did a recap of their, they took a trip and stayed in a hotel. And I felt like it was kindred spirits. She went in and she checked the beds for bed bugs. And I was like, And then she said there were some other questionable stains on the mattresses.
I didn't make it all the way through the video, but I did see that part. And I was like, oh, Nikki and Emily. Because, dear gentle listeners, I was 34 years old when Nikki taught me how to check a mattress for bed bugs, like a couple of months ago. It's not an irrational fear. It's like a thing that you should do.
Rational fear about. When you're going into a hotel. So Okinichi.
There it was.
How many stars? Okinichi.
Ooh, what's my scale? 5?
Yeah.
4? 4 out of 5?
4 out of 5.
No real complaints. Nothing. Nothing that I was like, this is horrible.
Like the state park gets 4 out of 5. The yurt gets how many?
I feel bad judging the yurt because I think it was really just poor expectation management.
Just not for you.
Yeah, it just wasn't for me. It wasn't my thing. It wasn't my scene.
Okay. We don't need to rate the yurt. You don't have to hurt the yurt's feelings.
Like, I'm glad that we experienced it. We ticked it off our list. I still might fantasize about, like, building a yurt on my farmland one day.
Yeah.
Because they're super cool.
All right. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week. You can follow us on Instagram. We are at adventure.mamas.podcast. We're on Facebook at The Adventure Mamas Podcast. We have a Facebook group, Adventure Mamas, an email, adventuremamaspodcast@gmail.com. And we have a website now, which is theadventuremamaspodcast.com. And you can go there to find our merch. We have official merch now. We have some cute little stickers, and we have some t-shirts coming that way very soon. So go check it out. Buy our stuff. Tell us your thoughts. Buy our stuff. Don't tell us your thoughts on our stuff, because we made it with our own brains and hands, and we only want for you to love it. So
Well, tell us your positive thoughts. Just don't tell us your negative thoughts.
Yes. Yeah. Tell us how much you love it and validate us.
Be kind to us. But also, while you're being kind to us, review the podcast and rate it.
Yes.
Or comment on this episode, because that helps other people find us. And we're happy for it.
Share us with a friend. Be kind. Share. Not rewind, because this is 2025. On that note,
sharing is caring.
That's yes, cool. There it is. Until then, until next time.
Happy adventuring.
Happy adventuring.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.